This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. This is Free Talk Live. We're launching into the third hour of the program. We have talked about a couple of different things here tonight. The Freedom in the 50 States 2016 edition that just came out today.
Yes.
We got some more from that we're going to share here in a few moments. Also, we had a caller in the last hour who brought up libertarian video games. He specifically recommended Red Dead Redemption, the open world Western game that came out, I don't know, several years ago at this point. And rumor has it they might be working on a sequel or prequel to it or something like that, which I enjoyed the game, so I would be looking forward to it. We found some stories that suggest that Red Dead Redemption may be the most libertarian game ever, but Reason.com actually has a list of games that they published in 2013, so maybe there's been something since then. But they've got six video games they say every libertarian should play.
Mario Brothers, Mario Kart, Qbert, and Donkey Kong?
Nope, none of those games are on the list. I think generally in order to be a libertarian game, it probably has to have some semblance of a plot that could have a libertarian theme, and those games don't have that. So anyway, here's the list for you. Number one, they claim, Fallout 3. So I'm jumping ahead.
Never heard of it.
I'm jumping ahead of all the setup. They got like four or five paragraphs of setup here. Number one, Fallout 3, a post-apocalyptic role-playing game set in a bombed-out futuristic Washington, D.C., known as the Capital Wasteland. Warring tribes of wannabe authority figures fight for control. Thugs and scammers try to take your guns and your money at every turn. Super intelligent robots try to re-engineer society, and the whole place is overrun with super mutants. In other words, it's a lot like the Washington, D.C. we all know and love today. Fallout 3 is also one of the most expansive, open, and darkly funny games ever made.
I guess the difference between that setting of DC and the current setting is currently there's not robots trying to reprogram society. It's just, you know, the elected people.
Well, they could be robots. They could be lizard people, right?
Well, no. I mean, but no, they could have, like, drone-type things.
Are you saying they couldn't be lizard people?
I'm pretty sure there, barring solipsism, there could not be lizard people.
Barring what?
Solipsism.
What is that? I don't know what that word means.
It's basically when you, essentially you're claiming you don't know whether or not reality exists. So there's like hard solipsism, which is saying that the only thing that exists is your mind because it's the only thing you have direct evidence of. And then there's like soft solipsism, which is kind of like the Matrix kind of arguments where it's like, well, we could all be in the Matrix or we could all be in, you know, an electron of a...
You could be.
Have you seen the fan theory that even when Neo and Morpheus and the others were out of the Matrix, that they were actually still in a level of the Matrix?
Yes, and that actually makes more sense because why would you be able to escape?
To get out of it. Yeah, I've not seen that theory, but it sounds like an interesting one. And then there's the other theory that suggests that Neo, the One, is actually Agent Smith. You seen that one?
That the One, who is prophesied by the Oracle, is Agent Smith.
Yeah, to be able to
not
come in.
Not that Neo is Agent Smith.
Correct. And they make a strong argument for it. It's a fascinating read. So let me continue with the list here. Number two. By the way, Fallout 3. I've played Fallout 3. It's been a while. I don't remember libertarian themes specifically from the game. They don't really make an argument for it here. They're just basically saying, ha, 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 it happens in Washington, D.C., and ha, 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 you know, monsters.
Well, I think that it would be really difficult to make an Armageddon-type game or movie without at least having some really subtle anti-government themes because I don't know. I mean, it wouldn't have to be blatant, but that just seems it would be really difficult to have, like, a explicitly pro-state Armageddon plot.
Well, basically, in Fallout 3, there is no real government. There are warring factions fighting over control.
Different governments.
Yeah, there's multiple governments, like in Somalia.
But, and I don't remember all the details of Fallout 3, but I can tell you in Fallout 4, which is the most recent iteration of
that's
the
only one I've ever heard of.
Yeah, that in that particular version, the end of that game I was disappointed with because it forces you to choose a faction and basically annihilate the other faction. There was no peace option of, you know, I don't want to kill anyone kind of thing, or you couldn't play that game. Like, even if you played the game all the way through as someone who only kind of fights in defense, or, you know, only attacks when attacked, that kind of thing, you can't get through to the end of the game without slaughtering an entire faction of one of the game's factions.
I mean, what would a peaceful Armageddon video game even look like?
It's not a peaceful game. I mean, in no way, shape, or form. There's a lot of violence.
She's asking, what would a peaceful Armageddon look like?
Yeah, so, like you're,
I'm just trying to kill food for myself. I'm not trying to rape and murder.
I believe there is someone who played Fallout 4 and did not kill anything, and just to see how much he could get in experience, because in these games, you if you kill things or do things, you can gain experience, and then with that experience, you level the character up, and then the character gets new perks and new things that they can do. And they did figure out ways to actually play the game without killing anything, still gain experience.
It's a video game. I don't have a problem with the fact that, like, a war video game or Armageddon video game, your character doesn't abide by the nap. I mean, like, it's a game.
Well, I was only giving that example. I was only giving that example because they're claiming Fallout 3 is the number one most libertarian game here at Reason, and I'm saying, well, in Fallout 4, it was not libertarian in the end at all. You could not choose a non-aggressionist option in that game. In previous Fallout games, you could, if I'm recalling correctly, and so I was kind of disappointed by this.
So what's next on the list?
BioShock at number 2.
Never heard of it.
This one I haven't played. I played a later BioShock, but not the one they're talking about in this case. Players fight their way through the ruins of an Art Deco underwater city set up as a kind of sci-fi anarchist utopia where biological modification is plentiful, looters are treated as scum, and the pursuit of individual desire and accomplishment is treated as life's most noble goal. The villain is clearly intended as a riff on Ayn Rand's super-individualist, but in a mid-game twist, he shows he's not simply a bad guy. The revelation elevates BioShock from satirical action-driven homage to Rand into a clever riff on the perception of individual freedom and the nature of choice. And I do remember people who are libertarians saying that they thought BioShock was a pretty libertarian game. So I might give them that one. Red Dead Redemption, we talked about that one already. Their summary here: the open world Western's anti-government individualism is so strong that it's occasionally accused of being outright libertarian propaganda. And they listed this at number 3 on their list. But what it really offers is character-driven perspective. Players step into the boots of John Marston, a former outlaw who resentfully sells his gun to both the Mexican army and corrupt agents of the U.S. government. Agents help take his family hostage. Who take his family hostage? The forces on both sides of the border are ugly, and Marston, a reformed family man, wants no part of any of it. In the end, players take the role of Marston's son in order to extract a years-delayed payback. Red Dead Redemption is a great genre piece about the decline of the outlaw West and a surprisingly affecting look at the generational consequences of violence. Number 4 on the list of 6 libertarian games, published in 2013 by Reason.com, Fable 3.
Never heard of it.
This one I'm not familiar with either. Offered a vast open world in which nearly everything was for sale. Homes, items, stores, you name it, you could buy it. Better yet, violence and other in-game actions affected local prices, which meant the game acted like a simple economic simulator, encouraging in-game entrepreneurs to buy low and sell high. Fable 3 adds politics to the mix. Players not only participate in a complex in-game economy, but are also effectively required to campaign for the office of king. That means making promises to win over the game's citizens. But winning the people doesn't mean winning the game. After assuming the throne, players must either keep those promises, a task that usually turns out to be difficult, if not outright contradictory, or take the game world in a whole new direction, risking the wrath of an unhappy citizenry.
That's not anarchist at all.
No, it doesn't even. They don't even make an argument as to why that game would be. Well, they don't. They don't say libertarian, or they don't say anarchist. They say libertarian.
Well,
the market forces. So if there's a violent uprising in the town, that's going to reflect
affect
in
prices.
So kind of, I can kind of understand the argument.
But the goal is to be a good king. That is a
that's
very pro-statist plot. No.
So I'm going with Melanie on this one. I'm not impressed with that description. Number five, L.A. Noire, which is another Rockstar game. So you got
never heard of that
Red Dead Redemption, and then this one here. We'll wrap that list up and also get back to the 50 states, freedom in the 50 states. The rankings came out today. New Hampshire, number one, freest state. New York, number 50, and it's number 50. By a long way.
Yes.
From number 49, which is California. 855, 450, free. Number two is Alaska. We'll tell you more about that. Also on the way, you can take control of the airwaves here on Free Talk Live.
Know that sound? That's the sound of trouble for CPAP users. Did you know that just one drop of water in your CPAP system can become a breeding ground for mold and bacteria? Breathe that stuff in and you're battling respiratory infections, allergy attacks, and more. But here's good news. SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It's the healthier way to clean your system because it kills 99.9% of germs in minutes. For a limited time, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-951-9693. SoClean makes cleaning your CPAP a breeze. It's completely hands-free. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Don't let one drop of water wreak havoc on your body. Call SoClean.com now for your risk-free trial while supplies last. 1-800-951-9693. That's 1-800-951-9693.
Technically, I wasn't invited to this wedding, but you can stroll into any event with a camera and people will assume you're the photographer. This bag's holding more than cameras. It's also got an RFID scanner that's picking up all your personal information. Debit cards, credit cards, even that key to your office. So while the bride's taking his last name, I'll be taking yours. Say cheese!
Do you have a stronghold on your identity? ID Stronghold pioneered RFID blocking technology over a decade ago. For about the same price as an unprotected wallet, you can get a stronghold on your credit cards, license, and other critical data with ID Stronghold wallets, card sleeves, and purses. Other RFID blocking technology simply isn't the same. Check the label. If it's not an ID Stronghold, it's probably weak.
I'm Walt Augustinowicz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold wallets in bifold, trifold, and the popular mini style.
Get the original RFID blocking wallets. IDStronghold.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. We invite you to join us on the radio. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We also have Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. And the Liberty Radio Network and Free Talk Live are offering audio on demand via our new listen line, which you can call up on any phone that can dial long distance. The number is 641-793-9660. You call that number and you're presented with a menu. You can choose either the LRN.FM live feed, or you can choose nearly a dozen shows that originate from LRN.FM, most of them. And you can listen to those on demand. So if you want to listen to the latest episode of Free Talk Live, it's right there for you anytime you want. The number, again, 641-793-9660. Plus, while you're listening, if you decide you want to give us some feedback, you want to let us know what you think on some topic or another, you can just hit zero and leave a message, and then that message will be automatically delivered to some of the host's email boxes. So call up 641-793-9660 and try out our audio on-demand listen line. Keep in mind, it is a long-distance phone number, so if for whatever reason you still have a phone plan that makes you pay for long distance, you might want to be careful using this number. If you've got unlimited long distance, you're good to go, and it won't cost you any data on your phone to listen to this. So it's pretty cool. 641-793-9660. As we continue here, and of course, we'll take your calls and thoughts about whatever's on your mind. We ended up going off on this tangent about libertarian video games. We have a Reason.com list that was published back in 2013 of what they consider to be the most libertarian games, or rather games, let's see here, games every libertarian should play. So I guess that's different than saying they're the most libertarian games.
Yeah, that's a slightly different statement.
But they are saying here Red Dead Redemption, very libertarian. In fact, it's been accused of being outright libertarian propaganda. L.A. Noir, they say, offers a down-to-the-shoelaces recreation of Hollywood shortly after World War II, and where many open-world games allow and even encourage players to engage in freewheeling thuggery, this time the objective is enforcing order. Players take the role of an earnest police investigator, moving up the ranks by solving cases. The game's most intriguing innovation is the chance to conduct interrogations of suspects. The challenge is to determine, based on the suspect's behavior, whether he or she is lying. But unlike most video game challenges, there's no trick to mastering it. In the end, it's a mix of thorough prior detective work and subconscious intuition. And even then, it's easy to be wrong. The subjective nature of gameplay highlights the uncertainty of much police work. Sometimes even good players or cops make big mistakes.
Okay, that's the biggest stretch I've ever heard in my entire life. That is an entirely pro-state game. You could not
possibly...
Right, but
they said that libertarians should play it. They didn't say it's a libertarian game.
It said that it highlights the uncertainty of police work.
All right, so the setup for this here is from Reason.com saying that... let's see here. Well, I'll pull that up here in a moment. But I did see something which claims that L.A. Noir has libertarian themes. I don't know. I haven't played the game, so I can't speak to it. But, yeah, I mean, obviously being a cop, enforcing order.
Yeah, I mean, being a cop is the most pro-state thing. Unless you're going to be a central banker, being a cop is the most pro-state thing you could possibly be.
So, maybe somebody should create a video game where Ben Bernanke is a cop.
Okay, let's go on to number six on the list here. Number six, Deus Ex Human Revolution casts players in the role of Adam Jensen, a grim security chief at a biotech corporation that specializes in human augmentation. Set in a bleak William Gibson-esque cyberpunk future, the game kicks off when anti-biotech militants break into the headquarters of Jensen's company on the eve of a legislative hearing about biotech regulations. Jensen fends off the attackers, but is injured and must be rebuilt with biological enhancements. From there, players must uncover the truth about the break-in against the backdrop of an ongoing debate about the safety and ethics of human augmentation. The game's cast will be familiar to anyone who's followed such debates in real life. Uncompromising anti-science radicals, moderates who favor regulation, self-interested political players, scheming corporate leaders, and apolitical scientists. The noirish story has no heroes, but it does subtly highlight the value of biological modifications. The key to winning, enhancing Jensen and yourself. So far the only game they're really saying is overtly super libertarian in that list of six is Red Dead Redemption and BioShock, I guess. The original BioShock. But if you've got a suggestion as to what you consider to be a particularly libertarian game and you would like to back that up with some evidence why you think that is, we'd love to hear from you. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. As we continue here, we've got Skype as well at Skype username lrn.fm.
So I tried finding an updated list, and the only thing that I found was on some clickbaity website where they don't put the list all on one page. You've got to click through, and I said, screw that. But then I found an article from GameSpot, again, a couple years old, and they do cite the Reason magazine edition where that article did appear in print, where Reason apparently also did a poll and found that there's a correlation between video game players and libertarians.
Okay. That's interesting.
In the magazine somewhere, they say if there's any one trend to take away from the poll that looks at gamers, it's that gamers don't like to be told what to do with their lives. Again, they may describe themselves as liberal, but they do not like government policies that control individual life choices, like what products they can consume. Video games are all about making choices, right? That's one mentality that does carry over into real life.
So you can join us here at 855-450-FREE. Let's change gears back into away from art and back into the terrible, terrible existence of the state.
Yes.
50 of them, as a matter of fact, in the Freedom in the 50 States rankings, which shows that of all of the 50 states, New Hampshire is the number one most free state. Alaska nipping on its heels.
Yes.
There at number two. Alaska jumping up actually several places in the rankings between last year and this year, and New Hampshire jumping up from 2 to 1. It has been number one in the past in previous iterations of the study.
Yes.
It was not number one in the last 2 years, however. It was number, I believe, 4 in 2014 and number 2 in 2015.
Actually, the last one they did was 2014. Before that was 2012. So they
every
2 years.
Oh, okay. I apologize. I had said it was yearly in the last several years, and I was wrong about that.
Yeah, it's almost, you know, about every 2 years, it seems like.
Would that be bi-yearly?
No.
No?
No. Because that would make it sound like it's twice a year.
Well, bi is kind of weird.
Bi-monthly
like that
means you have two of them a month, not one every 2 months.
There's some debate about the term bi as the prefix, because it can mean two different things depending on the word that it's attached to.
Right, but if there's a bi-monthly meeting, you have two of them a month, not one every 2 months.
All right.
But anyway, let's get into the analysis summary that they have for New Hampshire. They say that New Hampshire's state government taxes less than any other state but Alaska, and the survey or the study shows a decline in state taxes as a share of personal income from 3.7% in 2000 to a projected 2.8% today.
All right, hold that thought. We'll continue here in moments. By the way, here's backing up what I was saying, Daryl. The definition of biannual, for instance, can mean both one occurring twice a year or two occurring every 2 years. 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
English. So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro 1 G2.0 and Pro Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of the lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals and a nutrient-dense diet? Before markets, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. And order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. Or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You may bring up what you want by dialing toll free here. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Tonight, when you go to bed, do concentrate on the position of your head and neck, because if they're not, if your neck and spine are not straight and parallel to the floor, you might be having problems as a result of that. It could be chronic headaches, neck, and even back pain. You could solve it with the right pillow. That's a possibility, and the MyPillow may be the solution for you. MyPillow is designed to fit to the shape of your body and hold your neck in the proper position. I've been using it for months. Daryl, you also have the MyPillow, and I think it's the best pillow I've ever owned. And if you try it for yourself and you don't agree that this is the best pillow you've ever owned, there's a 60-day money-back guarantee. So you don't have to take our word for it. Obviously, everyone's experience is going to be subjective, is going to be different perhaps, but so far I'm a fan, and you can even wash and dry this pillow. I've never seen a pillow that allows you to do that before, which designed for that. That is one of the more cool things about the MyPillow, but check it out for yourself. Go to MyPillow.com, and again, 60-day money-back guarantee, so you got no worries there. MyPillow.com, there's also a 10-year warranty on the product. You do need to use the code FTL to get a special offer of either half off of one pillow or two for the price of one. Go to MyPillow.com, use code FTL. FTL. That's FTL, like Free Talk Live. So back into the story here about the Freedom in the 50 States study that came out today, 2016 edition. New Hampshire back up the rankings at number one, where it has been in the past, but it was down for a few years there to number two and four, or four and then two, and now it's back to number one. Where hopefully it will stay and we will continue to solidify its rankings. But where are some of the, I guess, the strong points and some points that could be improved with New Hampshire?
Right. So the strong point is New Hampshire, as far as state taxes go, are the lowest in the country except for Alaska. There's been a decline in state taxes as a share of personal income from 3.7% in fiscal year 2000 to a projected 2.8% today.
Wow.
Not mentioned in here is, what was it, back in 2010, where there was that 10, 11% state budget cut.
That's true.
So that definitely plays a part.
Interesting. I mean, how many other states are actually having a decline in taxes?
I don't think there's a lot, but
yeah.
Let me get into the not-so-good news on taxes.
Right.
Local taxes have risen from 3.9% of personal income in fiscal year 2000 to 4.8% fiscal year 2012. New Hampshire is therefore a highly fiscally decentralized state, meaning that most of the tax revenue comes at the local level.
Mm.
Granite staters have quite a wide choice in local governments, and this is something we talked about earlier
With wide ranges between tax rates from town to town.
There are 2.5 competing jurisdictions for every 100 square miles in New Hampshire. Government subsidies, debt, and unemployment are all lower than average, and in all of those categories, there have been improvements since the year 2010.
What was that? Government subsidies, debt, and what was the third thing?
Government employment.
And government employment. Meaning there are fewer government employees?
In New Hampshire than the national average.
And there are fewer than the last. You said the number actually went down, right?
And all of those categories have improved since 2010.
So there actually are not as many government employees per capita or whatever.
I don't know if that's necessarily what they mean. It could just be that whatever our number below average.
I see what you're saying. So by comparison to the
right.
Others. Okay.
So it could be, you know, just comparison to other. There could be three more government employees now, but the per capita, you know, the way they're doing the average, it's an improvement.
Good.
New Hampshire's regulatory outlook, however, is not so sunny.
Mm.
The primary sin is
corporate tax
exclusionary zoning.
Oh.
It is generally agreed that the Granite State is one of the four worst states in the country for residential building restrictions.
Wow.
Although, again, not pointed out
depends
here.
On where you live, though.
There are some places in New Hampshire that do not have local zoning.
That's correct. Here in the region that we're in, the southwestern region of the state, there's a town called Lempster that has no zoning whatsoever.
Yes.
And when the busybodies try to put zoning on the ballot, it loses. So
yes.
the people who want zoning have been trying to implement it in that town for many years, and it's been beaten down and beaten down and beaten down time and time again. Grafton is another town that does not have any zoning whatsoever.
Yes. They say here part of the problem as far as the residential building restrictions, part of the problem might be the absence of a regulatory taking law, though I'm not sure exactly what that means. However, they say the eminent domain law is very strong.
Hmm.
On labor market freedom, New Hampshire is below average primarily because of the absence of a right-to-work law and of any exception to the workers' compensation mandate, and there is no state-level minimum wage.
That's true.
Telecom deregulation was passed in 2011-2012, but the state has not yet adopted statewide video franchising.
You said it was a regulatory taking versus eminent domain?
Yeah, they say the absence of regulatory taking, but there is strong eminent domain.
A regulatory taking is when they regulate your property so much that even the state admits that they effectively took it because you can't do anything with it.
Hmm.
Okay.
But they don't actually seize it.
So they don't have that in New Hampshire is what you're saying.
Yes.
Got it.
New Hampshire is above average on occupational freedom solely because the right. health professions enjoy broad scope of practice. The extent of licensing grew significantly during the 2000s, and the state is now below average on most indicators of licensing. Insurance freedom is generally better than average, except for some rate classification prohibitions.
My car insurance went down when I moved from Florida to New Hampshire.
Mine went down significantly. Yep. It was like $90 a month to it's just under 20 now.
Mine went down pretty big, too.
The hospital certificate of need law was abolished in 2011, but only took effect in 2016. So it was coded as still being in force because it was... You know, there when they were taking the data. Otherwise, the state has steered laudably clear of entry and price regulation. The civil liability system is far above the national average. Punitive damages were abolished long ago. New Hampshire is personally relatively free. Incarceration rates and drug arrest are low.
Interesting.
Non-drug victimless crime arrest rate are only about average.
So prostitution, things like that.
Yes. However, the state was one of the first to enact same-sex civil unions and then marriage through the legislative process.
The first one to ever do that through the legislative process.
Right. And again, the only reason it went through the legislative process in New Hampshire is we do not have initiative and referendum.
Correct. And that is something that can be touted as a real positive because, or at least the fact that it happened through the legislative process. Normally, legislators are the hardest people to persuade to change their minds on things or whatever, which is why initiatives happen in most places because it's the shortest route to getting whatever it is you want done. So given that the legislative process is generally a long road and it's hard to accomplish, the fact that New Hampshire, which is by some seen as a conservative state, it's not. It's a mixed bag,
right.
Purple state, if you will. Without the Republicans, that would not have passed.
Yes.
There was a lot of Republican support for gay marriage here in New Hampshire. And you've got Democrats that own guns. So it's hard to really, you can't make prejudgments about what being a Republican or a Democrat necessarily means for someone in New Hampshire because all of the rules are off.
The civil asset forfeiture law is below average and equitable sharing revenues are above average. Tobacco freedom is below average because tobacco taxes are fairly high and smoking bans are extensive. A liberal tax credit scholarship law was enacted in 2011, raising the state above average on educational freedom, although there is no public school choice and compulsory schooling lasts 12 years.
The toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Also, New Hampshire doesn't have emancipation for young people either, as some states do.
And there's a little bit more on this.
I'm Governor Gary Johnson. Like 60% of you, I'm not impressed by the two-party system. It's a dinosaur. It's outmoded and no longer reflects today's America. Two-party politics doesn't work, and it hasn't worked for anybody but itself in decades. If we the people are wise, we will never again elect another president from within the entrenched, corrupt, co-opted two-party system. The office of president should serve the needs of everyone equally with respect and with fairness. I did it as governor, I'll do it as president. Google me. 60% of you have said you want another choice in 2016, and now you have one in me. We the people have a chance to do something in 2016 that may not come around again in our lifetimes. We have a legitimate chance to elect one of our own to the highest office in the land. Give me your vote one time and see what a difference one election can make.
Our best America yet. Johnson Weld, 2016.
Paid for by Gary Johnson, 2016.
Are you one of the millions of Americans who suffer from digestive issues like heartburn, acid reflux, IBS, and constipation? Probimune is your answer. Probimune is a brand new probiotic that has been scientifically proven to deliver high quantities of viable good bacteria to your gut to boost your digestive system and improve your overall health. This unique, powerful blend of probiotic strains, coupled with our industry-leading proprietary fermentation process, delivers a maximized bacterial colonization to the gut that no other probiotic can match. Start improving your health today. Visit younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024. Use coupon code DIGEST to receive 15% off first-time orders. Maintaining digestive health is crucial to the body's overall well-being. Don't suffer from negative effects of poor digestion any longer. Order today. Younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
And enough time for you if you dial us up right now. 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Skype username is LRN.FM. With you here, Ian,
Melanie,
and Daryl.
Don't forget, if you like our show, you like Free Talk Live, what we're doing here, then please get behind our satellite fundraiser. We are down to the last several days here. We only have through the 19th. The goal was set pretty high. I didn't really expect that we were going to hit it. But we do have existing satellite channels that I would like to support. The original goal was to add a third satellite channel. We have one over Sub-Saharan Africa, another one over North and Central America. I wanted to add one over Europe. It's probably not going to happen because we haven't gotten even close to the goal, but we're, you know, closing in on 10%. So that might
currently
be a possibility.
Currently at 7.
Yep, so that could be possible. We could hit 10% by the time this thing's done. Maybe we'll hit more. Maybe some big money bags will come in right at the very end, but who knows. Either way, if you support what we're doing here on Free Talk Live and you want us to continue doing satellite outreach to get the ideas of liberty and peace on the air, available free to air over a number of countries, I really haven't done the count, but I bet you there's probably two dozen countries at least that we cover with these satellite channels, maybe even more than that. And so if you want people to come across these ideas, then this is one way to do it, because a lot of these countries don't have very good internet access or any at all in some areas. So don't forget, there are 4 billion people in the world that do not have internet access on any kind of regular or irregular basis. So this is a way, this free-to-air satellite is a way to reach those people with the ideas of liberty. Just because they don't have internet doesn't mean they shouldn't be able to hear these ideas. So if you value this concept, then get behind it with $5, $50, or you know, $10, whatever it is you can afford. There are perks available, including Daryl's book, which is available in audiobook and PDF form to anyone who contributes to this. But the minimum perk level is $10, but you can still give less than that if that's what you want to do. If whatever it is you can afford, we appreciate it. It shows interest in that particular aspect of our mission, and I like the satellite outreach. We have definitely reached people that we otherwise wouldn't have reached. We're also feeding some pirate radio setups with the satellite channels, so there are pirate stations that are on the air because we have this satellite channel, because they can't get it on the internet, or maybe with their transmitter there's no internet available there. So please To contribute, go to fund.lrn.fm. That's F-U-N-D, fund.lrn.fm. And contribute what you can. There are perks for various different levels there, so be sure to check that out. You can learn more about free-to-air satellite and all that. And who's listening and what's on over at fund, F-U-N-D, fund.lrn.fm. Let's go with some more from the New Hampshire summary here, Daryl, of the 50 states. Freedom in the 50 states, the study that came out today from the Cato Institute and the Mercatus Center.
Yep, so New Hampshire number one. Going back to the education thing, there is what they call a liberal tax credit scholarship law that was enacted in 2011-2012, raising the state above average on educational freedom. Even though there is no public school choice, there is compulsory schooling for all 12 years, and private schools require state approval. Because the state has only charitable gambling, it scores below average in the gaming freedom category. Cannabis freedom is about average.
Really, only average? I always thought New Hampshire was particularly bad on that. So I'm glad to hear we're just average.
About average. And I think one thing that puts us, you know, a little above where, you know, below average would be
the
is
medical.
That there was the adoption of limited therapeutic cannabis.
Weak, however, lame medical program.
However, the governor has dragged her feet on implementation.
Right.
Alcohol freedom is above average, even though the state monopolizes retail liquor.
Yeah, that's got to end.
And wholesale wine, apparently. But the effective tax rate is extremely low. Grocery stores can carry wine, but not spirits. It's one of the best states in the country for gun rights, especially when it comes to the lack of restrictions on open carry. And they That's say true. And concealed carry, but there's
concealed
restrictions on, you know, on paper.
Yeah.
It looks, well, it's a shall issue state.
Not quite.
It's
not
a shall
issue.
No, it says that you have to be a suitable person. And that's up to the discrimination or the discretion of the local police chief.
Two of our hosts, Derek J. Freeman, who's not an active host of the show anymore, but he's living out on, because he's living on the Seacoast, so he's not physically here, he was denied his concealed carry permit. Because basically he's an activist. Because essentially he's a activist who's critical of the police and who has not been entirely cooperative with the police at certain points in the past.
And he attempted to smoke some cannabis in public one time. Yep. So he's a quote-unquote known drug user.
Yeah. So they denied him, and they also denied me because I'm under an open drug investigation by the county attorney at the moment. So... yeah, apparently they can deny you your supposed right to conceal carry because you're under an open investigation and or because the police chief doesn't like your attitude.
Right. And then we know other people that for various reasons have been deemed unsuitable. Oh, you were being abused by your spouse, so therefore somehow you're unsuitable.
Really? I don't know if I know that person. Maybe I do, but I just don't know the story.
We hear them testify on it every time the bill comes up.
I thought you meant someone that we knew. Okay, got it. So moving on.
That's it.
New Hampshire.
Although they
one.
Do have some policy recommendations if you want me to go over this.
What should change?
They say fiscal, to get yet further in fiscal decentralization, amend the Constitution to give the legislature the right to define an adequate education, then reduce the statewide property tax and state aid to local school districts. Regulatory, review local zoning ordinances and strike down those that increase the price of new housing beyond that needed to pay for the cost of new infrastructure.
Yeah, I would say get rid of zoning entirely and strike the claim that libertarians, or not libertarians, but that the state needs to provide an adequate education entirely.
Well, the thing is, the state constitution does not say that the state must provide an adequate education.
Okay.
The constitution says something about, you know, allowing people the right to an adequate education, and there was a Supreme Court ruling that decided that meant the state must ensure that it's provided.
Okay.
There's also something in the state constitution about cherishing the arts and seminaries, but no one is saying that that means that the government should fund the existence of seminaries.
I see.
On personal, they say reform asset forfeiture to require a criminal conviction. That's something that liberty lovers in New Hampshire have been working on for several years.
Still only a step in the right direction. The best solution from a libertarian perspective would be to abolish asset forfeiture entirely.
Right, but at least making it to where it's criminal instead of civil.
Right, and is, conviction required.
Right, so
instead of just we've taken this thing because we can.
Criminal asset forfeiture does require a conviction.
That would be pretty easy, because if you just get rid of asset forfeiture and then you could make that part of the sentence, so you kind of deal. I mean, it would be better if the government didn't steal anything at all, obviously, but why you can't just do it that way, the only reason is that you just want a bunch of free stuff.
Well, and the funny thing is, whenever there's the hearing on repealing civil asset forfeiture, the police get up and say, we don't use this. But if you pass this bill, we'll lose money, and we need this bill because of heroin dealers. Well, okay, so either you're lying or you're just an idiot, because
or
if
both.
We pass this, then you would still have criminal asset forfeiture to take money from heroin dealers after you convict them of being a heroin dealer. And if you aren't using this, then how will you lose money if we pass it?
Well, they can't convict someone of being a heroin dealer if they drop all the charges in return for the heroin dealer testifying against a pot dealer.
Yeah.
Which actually happened here.
Also under personal...
Well, I'm testifying against the activist, which was really what they...
Right, that was a part of the story I didn't tell.
Of the...
It was our friend Rich Paul that they targeted for that. Further recommendations?
Yeah, also under personal, in addition to reforming asset forfeiture to require at least a criminal conviction, they also say end equitable sharing that circumvents state law.
So if you want to help us accomplish these things and more, whatever it is that you want to see happen, whatever freedom, that area of freedom that is important to you, this is the place to do it. Not New York, not California, not Illinois, not all these other states that are in the bottom pack of the list.
New York can get twice as good and still be the 50th state.
Yeah. So stop spinning your wheels in those other places. You're not... You know, there's no traction that you're gaining as libertarians. You're just out there shouting into the wilderness. But here, libertarians actually get attention in the media. We get a lot of attention in the media compared to any other libertarian movement out there. And people know we're here. We're having an impact. The statists are scared. We've been called the single greatest threat to the state as of a few years ago. I mean, this is the place to be. You can go to ShireSociety.com, learn more about the Shire Society, start planning your move to New Hampshire. We'll see when you get here. Otherwise, we'll see you tomorrow. FreeTalkLive.com.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Can your vitamin supplements positively affect your blood in 5 minutes? Protovite can. Protovite is a genuine breakthrough liquid daily nutrition that delivers quality ingredients into your blood in less than 5 minutes. Scientifically proven and backed by clinical studies, Protovite supports energy, vitality, and optimal health. Watch our 2-minute live blood cell video and see for yourself at VNIINC.com/ProHealth. That's VNIINC.com/ProHealth.